is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
As parents, we worry constantly about our kids and all the bumps and scrapes they get into. But when is it time to take our children to the emergency room or urgent care? In this episode, Dr. Leslie Young, pediatrician at Memorial Care Medical Group Lakewood and board member of Miller Children's Care Network, will discuss when parents should take their kids to the emergency room versus urgent care. He'll share the services urgent care can provide before going directly to the ER and tell us about the services offered by Memorial Care's Virtual Urgent Care Center. Welcome, Dr. Young.
Thank you, Deborah, for this opportunity.
Lovely to have you. Can you explain the key difference between urgent care and the emergency room when it comes to treating children?
Yes. I think most parents and most patients, for that matter, don't realize that the ER is actually considered part of the hospital because it is generally physically connected to the hospital, whereas urgent care facility is standalone outpatient clinic. The ER is capable of treating patients who are much sicker typically than people who go to urgent care.
Got it. Now, what are some of the common symptoms or situations where urgent care is the best option for a child?
Urgent care is specifically useful when it comes to conditions that are not life-threatening, and typically any problem that's not causing respiratory distress can be handled in urgent care. Such thing as simple infections, uncomplicated infections, like ear infections, strep throat, bladder infection, even influenza, unless it's complicated, or pneumonia. I think a lot of people find it surprising that pneumonia could be treated in urgent care, but pneumonia in children are quite common, and it can easily be treated in outpatient setting in urgent care instead of going to the ER.
And at what point should a parent skip urgent care and then just head straight to the ER?
Especially in children, any problem with their breathing, difficulty breathing, and I'm not just referring to congestion or cough. If they're really having labor breathing, they're breathing noisily, they seem to be struggling when they're breathing, or they have this look of anxiety on their face, definitely that's a situation for the emergency room. In addition, any type of injury that's likely needed to have surgical intervention. For example, if you have a broken bone, you can go to the urgent care, but if you have a broken bone that's sticking out from your skin, you need to go to the ER.
Absolutely. And many parents get concerned when their child has a fever. You spoke to this a little bit when talking about pneumonia. When is high fever considered an emergency and when is urgent care sufficient?
This is kind of a tricky question, not intentionally, but because there's not really a specific threshold for how high the fever gets when it becomes an emergent situation. Fever is not what we're worried about in a child. What's causing the fever is what we really get us worried. So fever itself is actually rather harmless. But if fever is lingering for typically more than 3-4 days, then it's much more likely that it is caused by something bacterial or something more dangerous. So it's the duration of fever rather than the severity or the degree of fever that make us more worry, primarily because it has implications about what's underlying that's causing the fever.
So if someone has a fever for a couple hours or a full day, or what are you talking?
Right. I make the threshold usually around 3 days. So 3 days fevers or less typically doesn't worry me too much, but fever lasting more than 3 days makes me more worried. And certainly if fever that has lasted for more than 5 days, I get very gravely concerned because it's likely that it's caused by something that requires medical intervention.
And are you talking about 101 and above when you say fever?
Technically, the threshold for fever for both children and adults is 100.3, but to simplify matters for my parents and patients, I consider anything over 100 potentially a fever because that the threshold is so between 100 and 100.3, it's so slight that measuring error could push the temperature to either over or under. So I would say I make the cutoff at 100 considering fever.
Got it. Now, there is another option for folks. Beyond brick-and-mortar urgent care locations with set times, What other virtual care is offered for parents?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because Memorial Care offers 24 hours, 7 days a week, virtual urgent care for the patients, for the members. And it's available online. As it says, you can have access to a triage doctors any time of the day. The best way to ask is that you can go to memorialcare.org/virtual care.
That is absolutely fantastic news for so many parents listening right now. Can you tell us a little bit more about Memorial Care's virtual urgent care and how it can benefit parents when they're unsure whether their child needs immediate care?
Well, the best part is that you can leave the decision-making for the professional who are going to be hearing your concern. If you're not sure, then this is the best first step, where we can triage the situation after obtaining a very detailed history of what's going on in order to make the best decision for your child.
As an example, a child may cut his finger. Is it deep enough for the ER, or can you just call the virtual center and they can let you know, take a look at it maybe?
Absolutely. That's the perfect scenario that the triage can occur. Depending on where the cut is happening, how much bleeding is occurring, whether the bleeding is stopping on its own or is continuing. There's so many factors that need to be taken into consideration when it comes to making the best decision and figuring out the best setting for the condition.
And I'm sure you err on the side of safety.
Of course. And one of the best things is that really, if your condition is sick enough, so you really need to go to the ER, but you accidentally end up in an urgent care setting, you will always be arranged so that you can be transferred in an expedited fashion to the emergency room setting. The doctor will triage patients in urgent care. That happens fairly often. So you don't have to worry about actually going to urgent care and being stuck there.
Okay, so they can maybe get the situation controlled and then make the decision whether an ER trip is necessary, all of the above.
Yes, and then there's certain conditions, specifically in pediatrics, I want to mention that could be considered very emergent situations. So for any baby that's less than 2 months old and having a fever, that's a situation where you want to take the baby to the emergency room because most likely the baby will have to end up staying in the hospital overnight. Any child with fever and a stiff neck needs to go straight to the emergency room.
And why is that?
Because that's when we worry about the cause for the fever and the fact may be caused by meningitis, more specifically bacterial meningitis, which is potentially a deadly condition for children. I have seen many healthy children die within a short period of time from meningitis.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. Okay, so stiff neck, and what was the other syndrome?
Any baby who's less than 2 months old with a fever.
And I meant symptom, not syndrome, of course.
And there's several other things I want to mention. Anyone, but especially babies, if they're throwing up green stuff, which is indicative of bile, this is an emergency because that could mean there's some obstruction in the intestine, and the intestine needs to be saved surgically within hours. Otherwise, the intestine could die, and it's a devastating consequence.
And choking?
If there's choking, you really need to call 911. There's not enough time for you to drive. You can't intervene yourself if you're properly trained. But choking is where you have to call 911 and call for the paramedics. There's not enough time for you to drive to, even in the ER in a private vehicle.
Oh, this is such valuable information, Dr. Young. Thank you. Now, do urgent care centers offer follow-up recommendations or referrals if a child needs more specialized care?
Yes, urgent care. In fact, both urgent care and the emergency room, they're always very conservative in arranging follow-up care. And they will explain and give clear instruction on where and who to follow up with. So yeah, this is similar to even in any outpatient setting. Clear instruction should be given. If it's not given or if it's not being made clear to you, make sure that you ask the professional to clarify what exactly needs to be done after leaving the facility.
And what about children who have recurring symptoms?
Recurrent symptoms, if it's not urgent, and it can be discharged from the ER or the urgent care, it needs to be followed up with the primary doctor who's very familiar with the condition for the child. This way, there's one responsible party who is primarily will keep track of the changing the symptoms and the progress.
Do you have anything that you'd like to add to our conversation before we wrap up?
I just want to mention that the pros and cons of ER versus urgent care.
Sure.
The downside of the ER is that there are typically longer wait, and it can be significantly more costly for some people, depending on their insurance coverage. This is both true for the copay and the total cost. The advantage of the ER is that it does not require an appointment, of course, and it's open 24/7. And one last thing to keep in mind is that all patients will be evaluated in the ER, regardless of their ability to pay, which is not necessarily true for urgent care. And this is ensured by a federal law that's passed in 1986. So if you end up in emergency room, they're professionally obligated to treat you to stabilize your condition.
Thanks for the update on that. And thank you so much, Dr. Young, for your time and your expertise today. We definitely learned a lot and really enjoyed having you on the podcast.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
For more info, you can go to memorialcare.org/virtualcare to book a virtual care appointment. That's all for this time. I'm Deborah Howell. Have yourself a terrific day.